Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. So, this week, I once again was given the great opportunity to give a commencement address at a graduation, and I wanted to share it with you and share with you what I shared with them. So, what I did was I put together a presentation called Moving Forward, and I had a discussion around one very simple topic: how to be yourself and how to be the best version of yourself, and that is to live life like a buffalo. I started out with a picture that I found of me at my 8th grade promotion. I was talking to a group of 8th graders who were graduating on to high school. And when I spoke to them, what I spoke to them about was very simply the fact that if I could go back into a time machine and talk to myself this night, the night I went from 8th grade to high school, what would I tell myself? And what would everyone around you tell themselves as well? So I challenged the adults to think to themselves, all right, so if I could go back in a time machine and talk to myself the night between 8th grade and high school, what is it that I would say? Well, the first thing I said that I would tell myself is to be buffalo. You know, the idea that buffaloes see storms and charge into them is just not normal. And when you're in 8th grade and you're a kid and you're trying to look at your future, you are not thinking of charging into it. As a matter of fact, you are like a cow. You see the future coming and you try to walk with it or away from it. You don't know what everybody else is going to do, and you are so succumbed with the simple fact that I've got to be like everybody else that you forget to do the most important thing ever, and that is to be yourself. Number one piece of advice I would give to Teddy Knightsky, 8th grade night, is stop trying to be like everyone else and be you. Be genuine and be yourself. Charge into storms. Take risks. Do things that you are uncomfortable with. And I'm not talking about, and this is what I said to the kids, like vaping and drinking White Claw and beer. I'm talking about going out for things, doing new things, challenging yourself, because it's at the edge of your uncomfort that you find out who you are. And that, I think, is one of the best pieces of advice I could give little Teddy Knightsky back in 1985, is to charge into things. Now, I did take risks, some good, some bad, but I did not go nearly as far as I could have. Now, I don't regret it because I didn't know better. At the time, I was more worried about, oh, I probably shouldn't listen to Flock of Seagulls anymore because everybody in high school listens to Def Leppard. And I probably should tuck and roll my jeans instead of wearing them open. And maybe I shouldn't tie my shoes anymore. And I should wear my hat with the bill straight up in the air instead of actually for its purpose. And I should sit in certain places and I should say certain things. And I should act like I don't like adults. And I should drive my bike like a maniac. And I should. Instead, I think the most successful kids in the world, and people for that matter, are the people who are simply always focusing on being themselves. So, being buffalo is one of the key themes that I talk about whenever I go anywhere, but in an 8th grade commencement speech, man, I talked about if I could go back into a time machine, I would tell little Teddy Knightsky, this is how it works. You got to charge into the things that you are facing. Don't run from the things that you think you can outwalk or outrun by being cow in your behavior. Instead, charge into them, get over them, and go fast. Be the first one to do the speech. Be the first one to make a presentation. Be the first one out of the gate. Go out for things that make you feel uncomfortable, but you think you could potentially do. Don't shy away from them. Don't focus on trying to make everybody laugh. Instead, focus on being yourself. Those are the things that I would go back in that time machine and tell myself. The other thing I would say to myself is this: take more risks. Conquer your fears. Don't be afraid. Man, think of all the different times that we were paralyzed, literally staring at the future, literally staring at opportunities and just standing still. Move. Buffalo. Charge. Take them on. Go for it. Or if it's a bad risk, run away from it as fast as you can and charge into the positive parts of your life. Don't succumb to the negative pressure of other people. If they're going to take you down a bad path, run away from it. Charge away from it. And then watch as other people around you run with you. Because That's pack mentality. If everybody thinks we're supposed to do this, that's what everybody does. But if someone shows an alternative pathway to get yourself out of a negative risk, take it and run and go. And put yourself in a position where you can be yourself. The next thing I talked about was being humble and the importance of being humble. The importance of not letting your skills and confidence and qualities overcome your ability to see that you are actually here to help other people, that you are actually here to be a servant leader for others. Make sure that when you do find success, that you bring those along with you who have helped you get there. Make sure that you model and demonstrate a humility that allows other people to want to be with you. Nobody likes the person who's overconfident and cocky. While in middle school and high school, we tend to be magnetically attractive to those people, we find out through life that they're radioactive, that we don't want to be around those people, that I don't want to make sure that you think I'm cool. I don't care if you think I'm cool. I care that I think I'm cool, and if I'm cool, I'm cool with it. And that's what being humble is, being yourself and not worrying about what others think all of the time. I also spoke about faith, and not faith necessarily in a religious sense, but faith in the fact that you need to have faith in others, have faith in the process, have faith in your friends, have faith that it will work out. Faith is about making sure that you believe in those around you, that you believe in something more important, and that you keep your eye on the journey, that you keep your eye on your goal, your destination, and that you have faith in your own skills to get there, that you have faith that others will be there with you, that you have faith that your friends will stand next to you when you do take those risks and when you do need to charge, that others will be around you. Confidence and humility can sometimes conflict, but when you have faith, faith that you're doing it for the right reason, faith in the mission, faith in the outcomes, well, you can go really far. And the last thing I talked about before I moved into the behavior was gratitude. I always ask graduates to stand up and point to the people or clap for the people that got them there. No one gets all the way through middle school or high school or college or life without a whole bunch of cheerleaders standing behind them. I mean, when you're in eighth grade, the one thing you're thinking about is getting away from all of those people, where what you don't recognize is those people are never going to go away, that we are going to stand behind you. From the moment you came out, we have been watching you. We have been worrying for you. We've been worrying about you, and we've been worrying about ourselves. So you cannot expect us just to walk away. Be grateful for the fact that you have so many people behind you, that you have so many people cheering for you, that you have so many people that care. Be grateful for that. Now, many times when you're in middle school or high school or graduating from college, it feels like a burden to have all of these people cheering for you. It feels like a burden to have people asking you questions or wondering or worrying about you. It feels like a burden that there are adults anywhere in your life. But just take a moment to be grateful for the simple fact that behind you is someone waiting to support you, that there is someone behind you waiting to help you up. That's what gratitude is. Now I'm going to stop for a second here. In the commencement speech, I actually had like an epiphanal moment where I kind of looked around and I thought, everything I'm saying to them is applicable to everyone I've ever been around. And then I also thought, I think I've touched upon every one of these things in my podcast in one way or another. Our ability every single day to change the outcome for others is critical. And being grateful for that, well, what could be more important? What could be more important than just stepping back and looking around and saying to yourself, look who's here. Look who's helping me. And look who's cheering for me. Now, I moved from that into this idea of being elite. A lot of people talk about this. And some people have actually coined it and said it's their own definition. But I heard this a long time ago. And what I told that group in that audience was this: every single day, you just need to be the best version of yourself. And if you are the best version of yourself, well, then guess what? You're elite. Too many times we look at professional athletes and people who are wealthy and people who are successful as the social media says they are, and we fail to remember that they're not necessarily elite or better than us. They're just being the best version of themselves, and we're celebrating the fact that their best version of themselves is something that we admire. But the best version of myself is something that I wake up with in my mind. I determine whether I'm going to do that. I make the choice whether I'm going to be the best version of myself, and only I can define what that is. Other people can tell me, well, you should be more muscular, and you should be faster, you should have more degrees, and you should be, your hair should be this way, and this is how you should dress. Well, that's not elite. That's unsolicited advice. Elite is when I wake up and say, this is who I'm going to be. This is how I'm going to dress. This is how I'm going to act. And this is the character that I'm going to make sure the world knows represents me. This is what I value, and this is my mission. And if I live that, well, then I'm elite. I am the very best version of myself. I ended with a simple thing. I showed a picture of my family. I showed a picture of my son, my daughter, my wife, and myself. And I said, I have two children, both who want to be teachers. Because they ran into people who every single day were grateful, filled with faith, faith in the students, faith in others. They ran into people who were the best versions of themselves and modeled that not only is it a rewarding profession, but it's a profession that can keep you moving. Both my kids want to be teachers, just like their teachers. And I was at their school, the school I went to, the school my kids went to, the school my wife went to. And as the commencement address ended, I looked out in the audience and saw people I grew up with, people I went to school with. And I thought, tonight, on this night, as we celebrated that eighth grade class moving forward, all I could think about was one simple truth. These kids, their parents, their families were all being buffaloes as they were going to stand by and eventually charge into the future for all of these different little people who are going to become adults and then one day be standing where I was standing. Now, with that, let's talk about how to use all of this with your team. After all, this is the Smart Thinking Podcast, and we're going to take every story and we're going to turn it into a process. Okay, we don't have time machine technology yet, but that doesn't stop us from creating a process to collect the life experiences of those around us. Like in my conversation I had with the graduates, if I could go back in time, I would tell myself, be the best version of yourself, be grateful, stay with your faith, and work for others. Well, we don't have that opportunity, but we do have the opportunity to create a process. And that should not stop us from collecting the life experiences of those around us. May, June, and July tend to have a lot of people retiring from the profession that they are in or transitioning to new roles as they advance. And that provides us the opportunity to collect a lot of wisdom. So here's the tool. Take your veteran colleagues who may be transitioning or moving on and ask them to do a quick time machine activity. Just give them a sheet of paper. Have them list the three things they would tell a younger version of themselves so that they increased their happiness and success. I mean, think about this. If you could go back and tell yourself something and you were looking at the older version of yourself, how powerful would that be? Because you would have so much trust for that person because it's you. After the initial shock of seeing how awesome you look in the future, you'd be like, wow, that's great advice. And maybe you would do it. I have three things that I would tell myself if I went back in time. Number one, worry less. I mean, seriously, the amount of time I have spent worrying is insane. The anxiety that I've created for myself, over the top. The scenarios of like the world is coming to an end that I've tried to navigate through only to find out that none of it will happen. I wish I could speak to that to my younger self. I would also tell my younger self, go home quicker and don't spend so much time thinking you have to be in that one spot. People can move on without you. And when someone tells you, you better watch it, I'm calling an attorney, don't sweat it. Attorneys aren't that scary. That's what I tell myself. Now, if you have a group of veteran staff and they all write out independently their advice to themselves, what you'll see are very key themes about commitment to themselves, their families, a theme of worrying less, a theme of getting involved, and a theme of taking risks, a theme of like be optimistic, don't be pessimistic, a theme of get engaged, be a leader. When people reflect upon their careers, one of the things they look at is all of the good things that happened. They don't spend a lot of time in the negative or cow zone. They actually sit there and they purposefully look at, if I would have done that a little better, and if I would have done this a little better, and that's what I would tell myself. So what you do is you use this information and you put together a document that's called Last Year's Graduating Class's Advice to the Newcomers. You could do this with more than just adults. You could collect information like this from all different types of people to help others ease in their transition into their journey or their battle. It's an informal mentoring moment. Imagine the seniors giving advice to the freshmen, the eighth grade to the fifth grade, an experienced doctor to a new one, a recovered patient to a patient about to begin their process, a client about to face a hurdle. The ability to support others through a wisdomatic process would be so powerful. This week, let's take the opportunity to collect the wisdom of those at the end of one journey and hand it to those at the beginning of theirs. Is there a better recipe to success than to have others sit down and write out what is and what isn't worth worrying about, what is and what isn't worth their time? This is how you fuel new buffaloes and honor buffaloes moving on to another journey. This is how you speed success. And this, well, this is how we lead. So let's do some smart thinking. List what you would tell the younger version of yourself at your different life intersections. Describe how you can fuel the next generation with your knowledge. Explain one thing you can do different upon reflection. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening, and please make sure to share this episode and other episodes on your social media platform. And a big thank you to the Well Pennies for always allowing us to use their music and giving us the opportunity to share their joy with you. Make sure to download their songs as well as their album on your music platforms. Over the course of the past few weeks, I've had two major opportunities to reflect about today's topic. First, I was remodeling a part of our home. I was down there destroying things, rage smashing out walls, rebuilding and painting, etc. It offered me a lot of time to think and disconnect from my computer and my phone. Time seemed to stand still sometimes, and I was really able to enjoy the plumbing, the painting, the carpentry, but it allowed me to process and reflect. The second thing that happened was I turned 50. Which sounds super old, but feels totally normal. And my brain still operates like I'm 17, so I'm great. But my wife had reached out to people all across my life and career and asked them to send me a birthday card and a note. And I received notes from old students, friends, relatives, and colleagues. And it simply reinforced one thing I believed at my core. We have no idea how much we can make a difference in the lives of others. My wife had put together this incredible collection of all of these people from all sectors of every part of my life. And I learned a lot about myself. We have no clue how important it is for us to be leading as a buffalo optimistically for ourselves, but more importantly for others. She had contacted old students, and I'll tell you what, those letters, those meant a ton. They shared stories and memories of times we had together in classrooms and soccer fields, on buses, and at academic competitions. I, like you, look back upon actions taken and life lived, and I smile. But when you get letters like those, well, they made me wish I could do one thing, and that was that I could mail them to myself in 1995 and say, hey, here is what they'll say about you. So, Ted, do more. Don't rest. Don't worry. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let anxiety riddle you. And don't be afraid to go further than you feel you can. Now, I can't go back in time, and neither can you. But you know where we can go? The same direction as always. Forward. Forward into the future. Charging like buffalo, fueled by the knowledge that our leadership and we, well, that all of those things matter. Fueled by the simple idea that every moment of every day we are making a difference and we can energize our impact through process. And if we could go back into a time machine, think of all the different ways that you would tell yourself, get up and get moving. Leaders make a difference by being the best version of themselves. And that is key to life. Each moment of each day, simply thinking to yourself, I am here. I am standing where my feet are, and I am leading so that those around me can have the best opportunity, well, the best opportunity to be the best version of themselves.
Hey, little one, don't worry about the small things, because they won't be there tomorrow. Hey, little one, don't waste your youth on a broken heart, 'cause before you know it'll be gone. 'Cause we waited years and years just to make it worth the tears, to find out that we're not in this alone. So keep your head up high in these hours of the night. So when athletes drop the world on your shoulders, you still won't fall.
Welcome to the world of pretend. We pretend we don't feel pain. We pretend we never felt alone. Never felt alone in this world. Even though being alone is what keeps me up. And it's easy to fake sometimes, 'cause life is a movie and we can say I love our lines and put on a smile, fix the paint to make it look alright. And maybe they'll believe my lies.
But that middle school proved too much for me. Busy trying to find my place, forgetting where I came from, where I came from. Yeah, I'm gone. And no one ever said it'd be this hard. Ran from the questions and doubt from the start. Wonder where I came from, where I came from. Way back home. Hey, little one, don't worry about the small things, because they won't be there tomorrow. Hey, little one, don't waste your youth on a broken heart, 'cause before you know it'll be gone.